All right, we're back with Intercepted. I'm Jeremy Scahill. Well, Donald Trump is now in control of the most powerful surveillance system the world has ever known. And this whole apparatus, the architecture of spying and surveillance that's run by the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, and all of the other alphabet soup agencies, for decades, that whole system has been fueled by the private sector, private spy companies, private defense contractors. And that's been true under both Democrats and Republicans. It was true under Barack Obama. But Trump is perhaps the most militant, radical free marketer, so-called free marketer, to ever control the presidency. And early on in his administration, if you remember, Donald Trump had that meeting with all of these heads of tech companies, and some of them looked like they had been dragged in there, and some of them clearly were excited to be there.
I'm here to help you folks do well.
Well, that was all arranged by Trump's good friend, Peter Thiel, the billionaire Silicon Valley investor. This week, The Intercept has a major expose on one of Peter Thiel's companies, Palantir Technologies. And the expose, which is written by my colleague Sam Biddle, reveals new details about how Palantir helped the NSA expand its global spying operations and also the role of the CIA in creating Peter Thiel's company, Palantir. The article is called Peter Thiel's Palantir Helped the NSA Spy on the Whole World. Its author, Sam Biddle, joins me now. Sam, welcome to Intercepted. What is Palantir Technologies?
It's hard to describe because it is so open-ended by design, but what it's intended to do is take vastly different kinds of data. So videos, emails, spreadsheets, PowerPoints, basically any kind of computerized information from all different sources, you import it into one centralized database that can then be visualized, graphed, charted in a lot of really intuitive and useful ways.
What kind of data?
Sure. So there
And whose data?
Great question. There are two main Palantir products. One is called Palantir Gotham and Palantir Metropolis. Yes, this is a very nerdy company.
Is there also Palantir Batwoman and Palantir Joker?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. Right. Although the company's name is a Lord of the Rings reference.
He asked me my name. I didn't answer. He hurt me.
What did you tell him about Frodo and the ring?
So Palantir Gotham is aimed at government, so law enforcement, you know, FEMA, Homeland Security, and intelligence community, of course. So that's a lot of, you know, geographic data, again, GPS coordinates, photos, videos, emails.
Whose emails?
Anyone's emails. It could literally be any data source. You know, you have to bring your own data. This isn't software that's used to procure data. But let's say, you know, let's say the FBI has subpoenaed an email provider and they get, you know, a bulk dump of text. And then they also have phone call records, and then they also have GPS data from someone's phone. This stuff is hard to visualize together because there's, you know, one's a spreadsheet, one's text, et cetera. But with Palantir, you can basically put it all in one map. I mean, sometimes literally on Google Earth, which it connects to. So it makes it relatively easy to analyze the kind of data that, you know, the CIA or the FBI or Homeland Security would be dealing with in the course of an investigation.
Now, you've been going through the archive of material provided by the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, and you've been looking in there at the materials on Palantir. What did you find in your investigation?
It's been known and widely reported that Palantir was partially funded by InQtel, which is the CIA's, believe it or not, their venture capital arm. They fund startups regularly. Palantir is one of them. But we have documents that describe and state that Palantir was actually co-developed with help from the U.S. intelligence community, from the CIA, that it wasn't just their cash that was paying Palantir's engineers, but actual U.S. intelligence analysts and you know, employees working in tandem with Palantir employees.
And what's the problem with that?
I think that anytime the private sector and the most capable spies on the planet are making a product in secret, the uses of which are also secret, I think that should be unsettling to most people. I mean, again, every part of this is hidden and secret. So we don't know exactly what they built into it or what role they had or how much oversight they had. But, you know, it's generally not great when our country's police and spies are working with mass market startups.
Now, one of the other things that you're revealing, and I understand for the first time, is confirmation of the extent of Palantir's integration with the NSA and its Five Eyes partners X-Keyscore program, which, of course, was one of the first massive exposés Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras did with Edward Snowden that revealed this massive collection of data, private communications, et cetera, not just foreign adversaries, but also American citizens. So what did you learn about Palantir's role in that?
One of the problems with X-Keyscore is that it's sort of too good at vacuuming up the world's metadata and communications records. I mean, they deal with tens of billions of individual records, which no human can comprehend, and even machines would struggle to comprehend. Palantir's role has been to say, okay, look, you feed the raw data from X-Keyscore into an application we've created, and it will then be made relatively intelligible to your analysts. So the problem of having too much spy data, too much private collection, we can fix or at least mitigate. I like to sort of think of it as the difference between in olden times when you would have your Hotmail or like Yahoo email inbox with just everything listed in chronological order with no real organization. Big deal about Gmail is it put it in these convenient threads and it made it really easy to search. And it was the same data but presented in a very, a highly useful, intuitive way. So that's sort of what Palantir's provided the NSA and its partner spy agencies.
Let's say that these agencies actually are following the laws and not lying under oath to the Senate. Is there a problem with the capabilities that Palantir is providing to intelligence agencies?
If an agency is in a position where it has literally so much data that it can't even make sense of how much data it has, it's probably collecting too much data, right? Like it's at odds with the idea of, look, we carefully target our surveillance tools. We only go after bad guys. It's hard to reconcile that claim with the fact of we have tens of billions of records. There aren't tens of billions of terrorists. There are only so many bad people, however you want to qualify that, in the world, right? So they clearly have an overabundance problem. And Palantir is stepping in and saying, look, more or less, we can fix that problem. It's cool that you're collecting a shitload of Skype, Facebook message, Twitter, whatever, every possible form of electronic communication. We're going to help you with that problem, which is to make all that useful. Previously, you were encumbered by the fact that you had too much to use. Now you can use it all. Which again, sure, that's a position they could take. But it's hard to take that position and then also say we believe very strongly in the protection of civil liberties and personal privacy. Those are mutually exclusive positions.
Does Palantir and do Palantir contractors, employees, et cetera, are they retaining this data that they're processing and breaking down for these intelligence agencies?
All we know is, and we were actually able to look at some Palantir source code, which contains an end user license agreement, more or less. So the terms of use. Here's what you have to agree to if you want to use this software. And it says, this Palantir software is not to be used for any activity that could possibly violate anyone's privacy or rights of any kind. And this is literally software that was handed over to GCHQ, the UK's equivalent of the NSA, for use with X-Keyscore, the NSA's massive collection tool. So it's clear that they don't give a shit about their own legal standards or contractual obligations for their clients. So that is worrying. But, I think – and this is something that you've, of course, reported on a lot about is the use of contractors in the military, the overlap of the private sector and soldiers and everything that can go wrong with that. Palantir routinely uses what they call forward deployed engineers or FDEs, where they will send their employees, their engineers to clients' offices. And they will just work out of their offices so that the client has – in-house representatives from the company working alongside them. And we have documents showing that Palantir employees were available to help train GCHQ spies.
So they're like, so Peter Thiel is like, here's our forward deployed engineer, Bilbo Baggins. And he yes. is going to walk you through on how to use our incredibly invasive tool.
Right. So, you know, even if Palantir is not collecting or storing this intel data, they're at the very least, they're helping in the collection of it, right, and providing hands-on training for the people who are doing the spying. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, should software engineers from Palo Alto be working alongside the most powerful and capable spies in the world?
Right. And, you know, one of my big picture concern about the sort of collect it all mentality is that when they're vacuuming up everything and they're saying, oh, but we're not going to access that. We're not going to look at that. But they do repeatedly. They use it for parallel construction. Our entire lives now, our medical records, our emails, our texts, our deepest secrets are being held not only on the servers of the companies that provide us with these tools, but also in the hands of multiple intelligence agencies. And, you know, most people in their life are not going to end up in the crosshairs of the NSA or the CIA or Chinese intelligence or the Kremlin. But if you do, it's essentially a time machine to go back and do a very invasive proctological exam, basically, of your entire life.
Right. And one thing that you could normally take solace in is, look, I'm a needle in a global haystack. You know, even if they tried to find me, it would be hard because I'm buried in alongside everyone else. But that's exactly what Palantir is trying to correct, is say, look, like there's no more haystack. It's all needles.
All right, Sam, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Sam Biddle is a reporter for The Intercept. You can read his article on Palantir at theintercept.com.